this morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
I made a big purchase this weekend. It was one of those purchases where I sat and I compared and I touched, and I think I made the right decision, but I'm not sure. But I'm not sure how to get rid of the old one.
Uh-oh.
Scott Cloud, the K105.3 Morning Show.
Neighborhood. Good morning. It's Scott and Jenny. It's a Monday. Nice long weekend. By long, I mean just a cup. Not long enough.
Not long. Not long enough. It was Sunday at, 7:45, and I'm like, oh, I gotta go to bed.
7:45 kind of snuck up on me.
Yes, me too.
I was looking around, and I had been watching the same show. I don't know. I had been watching Marvel movies all weekend because there was a marathon of them. I went and saw Endgame.
Ooh.
It's very good.
Yeah?
I did not make it through the whole thing without having to pay.
You couldn't do it?
It's 3 hours.
That's a commitment.
Oh.
That kind of movie is a commitment.
You got to sit there.
Yeah, you do.
And you got to watch, because there wasn't a scene that I could have missed, according to everything that I'd read.
How did you do it? How did you manage?
I just went, I ran and peed. And knocked over an old woman.
Get out of the way.
There's a little kid there at the short urinal. Pushed him out of the way like, get out, I'm watching Endgame. And I look a little bit like Thanos, so, the kid started to say something. I was going to snap my fingers. He's like, no. You've not seen the movie, so that joke completely.
I've not seen the movie, or any of the other surrounding movies that would make sense to me.
It has made $1 billion, $1 billion in its opening weekend, setting the record for the greatest opening of all time, period, exclamation point.
Ever.
So there you are.
Wow.
It's a great movie. It's a ninja brew.
Whoa.
Coming up for you. I made a purchase this weekend, and this is one of two purchases that I hate making. Because I feel like I am literally throwing my money away.
Ooh.
Literally, I feel like that. The other purchase I hate making that's similar to this is a wallet. I don't want to spend $50 to $100 on a wallet because I'm taking basically all the money out of my old wallet.
And paying for the new one.
For the new wallet that's going to be empty.
Wow, wallets are that expensive?
Well, figure I've carried this same wallet around with me now for, 15 years?
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a long time to carry a wallet around, is it? Do guys carry a wallet around?
How often do you see a guy's wallet, though?
I mean,
it's not like a purse. It's not like we have to match it to anything.
True, true. So I suppose you could spend more money if you're going to let it last that long.
Well, yeah, and this purchase that I made this week should last quite a while.
Okay.
But the old one was kind of janky, and I needed to get something new. Now I don't know how to get rid of the old one. I actually have to put a note on it when I put it out that says, no, I really want to throw this away.
Oh, so it's still nice.
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. It's not anything you'd eat dinner off of. I hate spending money on stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I'm right there with you.
I work so hard for it.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean I sit here in the studio on my butt.
That's not true.
Make snarky comments.
To me all day long.
And then I want to hang on to that money. But I had to spend some money this weekend. And I was amazed. But looking at this particular item, it ranged anywhere from like $20 to $150.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I don't have any idea what it is.
Garbage can. I had to buy a new garbage can this weekend.
What?
Yes.
Like the kitchen kind?
Yes.
Like those get so expensive.
Right?
You're right.
Right?
Why are they so expensive?
But when you get a good one, when you get a good garbage can, you appreciate it.
It sits there
for years, and it does its job. It opens its mouth, give me garbage. Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah.
So the old garbage can that we had, I like the foot thing. I want to push a button with my foot and have it open so that I don't have to touch the lid of the garbage can every time I throw something away.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
It does make sense.
Well, the old foot one didn't work, so I had to actually touch the garbage can. And if you're making something, if you're cooking something, you got to wash your hands so many times. So a bad garbage can lead to dry hands. That's what I'm saying. You don't want dry handedness. And I don't want to have to deal with lotion, because if I have to put on lotion, then my hands get so slick I can't open doors. I'm trapped inside.
First world problems, yes. I can't open the trash lid.
Right, well, no, it's a door in particular. if I'm washing my hands so much while I'm making something, then I get dry hands and I got to put on lotion. And then if I have lotion, I can't get out the front door, back door, side door.
You're stuck. Right. Exactly. So you need a foot pedal.
My hands are so slick, you can't do it. So sure. I had to go out and I had to get it. And I spent $52.
Wow.
On a garbage can.
Whoa.
But it's stainless steel and it's fingerprint resistance, which I thought, you know, was important.
We'll see.
Because I can't remember how many times that I'd just been standing in front of my garbage can at 2 foot off the ground, just a thumbprint, 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 and a giggling because there's a thumbprint on there. But then there's a sticker on there that says thumbprint resistant, but it's not sticker resistant because it took me forever to get the sticker off of the darn garbage can. And then when you get the sticker off, what do? You got to throw it away in the new garbage can. Yeah, so now I've got a new garbage can, and that I never really contemplated really how to get rid of the old garbage can. Because if you set a garbage can by the road,
it's so redundant.
Exactly. Because if I'm the garbage man that's picking it up, or garbage person, rather.
Sure.
Hashtag. Anyway, if I'm the garbage person that's picking up the garbage, I'm like, oh, this idiot left a empty garbage can out here. He's so used to dragging out garbage, you know, he just left an empty garbage can. What am I supposed to do with this? I'll just leave it right here. And then you come back and you're like, darn it.
Right. They were supposed to take that.
Then if you put a note, you say, hey, no, this is garbage. And then they look at it and say, there's no garbage in here. And then they leave it for you again the next week. And then it's just this vicious note writing thing.
Cycle. I feel like it's the last word. You know what I mean? It's like, no, you did. No, you did.
I'd like to throw away the garbage can. That's the next note. Uh-huh. And then I come back and they're like, which one? Because there's two here.
Wait, put the smaller one in the bigger one.
But what if I've got more garbage in the bigger one?
Well, you're going to have to plan.
How am I going to have to plan? I'm going to have to plan on not having as much garbage so I can throw away a garbage can?
Nope, you put your garbage in the old garbage bag or bin. Okay. And then you put the old garbage bin in the big bin.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a Russian nesting doll. That's what we're looking at now.
We interrupt this program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the K105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
Ooh-wee! What's happening in Hollywood, kid?
Megan Fox has officially filed to dismiss divorce from husband Brian Austin Green.
All right, so she's filed to have... I didn't even know they were getting the divorce.
Yeah, nearly 3 years after reconciling with her husband, Brian Austin Green, Megan Fox has reportedly filed to dismiss their divorce case. So she originally filed for divorce in 2015 after 5 years of marriage to him, citing irreconcilable differences. Irreconcilable differences. Thank you. Words are hard. Then the two announced they were having a third child together.
That's where two syllables can't get along well enough to be in the same word together. That's where the hyphen comes from.
Thank you.
Not a lot of people know that.
Thank you.
But now you know.
Now I know. Speaking of Brian Austin Green, Shannon Doherty has officially signed on to Fox's Beverly Hills 90210 revival this summer.
This is great news, but much like, at least to me, American Idol doesn't work without Simon Cowell.
Correct.
You need a jerk.
You do. And Shannon Doherty is it.
That it is.
She originally played Brenda Walsh for 4 seasons on the drama, and she appeared recently on E's Daily Pop and said she wasn't sure if she was going to do it, but now she is. So it's technically not a reboot, for those of you who don't know. It's not a reboot, but they really pick up where they are now, coming in now.
Remember, though, this is the show about them trying to go to the network executives to bring the show on the air. So Shannon Doherty will play Shannon Doherty.
Yes. Trying to
Brian
pick
Austin
up the
Green
show.
Will play Brian. Tori Spelling himself. Will play the spoiled brat that is the daughter of the executive producer that actually brought the show. Jennifer Garth will play
Ian Ziering.
Yeah.
Gabrielle Cartier. Everybody's coming back, of course, without, you know, Luke Perry. Beverly Hills 90210 originally
pull that
ran.
One off, though.
Can't do it. It will be airing this summer on Fox. So big news over the weekend was AJ McLean from, of course, the Backstreet Boys, wants Justin Timberlake on board for a Backstreet Boys NSYNC joint tour.
He was with the Lady Gang on E! News last night. Here it is. Little clip. Come on now. Are they going to do this for me? Frankie, I thought we had this all queued up.
Fact or fiction.
Here we go.
It is not a reunion if not all five members attend. AKA, Backstreet Boys together, five people. NSYNC, only four, not a reunion. Spice Girls, four people, not a reunion.
Fact.
You need all the originals.
It's bull.
These other reunions, no thank you.
I think Justin should come back for one tour.
Yes.
All 10 of us go out, stadiums. It would be the biggest thing since sliced bread. If you look
it
at
would
us,
be bigger.
You look at us with New Kids on the NKOTBSB tour. It was great. I think it'd be awesome.
All right, AJ. What AJ is basically doing here is saying, Justin, please.
Yeah, please.
Help me. We're poor.
Please. Help me, I'm poor. So rumors, of course, have been circulating about NSYNC's reuniting as a foursome, of course, without Justin, ever since they took a stage at Coachella with...
What's in it for Justin?
Ariana Grande.
What's in it for Justin?
Well, I think it's that nostalgia of NSYNC coming back together.
Okay, that's what's in it for you. What's in it for Justin?
There's money to be made. You know good and well
that if people are out seeing Backstreet Boys. Okay, he can go out and pack a stadium by himself.
Justin
Timberlake is enough to pack a stadium.
Of course,
hands down. He split that paycheck with who? Nobody.
No one.
It's his. Yeah. So doing a stadium tour then to pack a stadium and split it between 10 other people? That sounds great.
I think they're just saying, the four are just saying, please do a solid for us. Come on, please. Help me.
He doesn't owe them a thing.
Help me. He doesn't owe them a thing. I agree, but it would be great for 13-year-old Jenny. That's today's...
Got Jenny here with you on this beautiful Monday as we're getting ready to wrap up April. It's the 29th. Now, and by my math, Jenny, they're going to follow the 29th with the 30th.
Oh, okay.
Something new they're trying now.
And then what are they doing after that?
We're going to go right to May.
It's going to be May.
You've got basically 2 months, essentially, to get over to a fixture in downtown Jackson. It's Bethel Lighting joining us live in studio right now. It's Pat Bethel. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning to both of you.
It's great to see you.
It's nice to be seen.
Well, and it's great lighting here. It's not exactly Bethel lighting here. It's very fluorescent here. But if you were looking for some great mood lighting at an incredible price, you could do it right now at Bethel Lighting. Because after 92 years, since 1927?
Yes.
Bethel Lighting has been a fixture in downtown, and because there's a new development, there's a company that's come in and purchased the old SitPat building and the surrounding buildings, and right there smack dab in the middle was Bethel Lighting.
And they came in 3 weeks ago and made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Were they Italian? When you say it was an offer they couldn't, you know, that you couldn't refuse, was there a guy with a cannoli? Just curious.
I don't think so.
Okay. But there are signs up now, there are flags up, and it took me back quite a bit when I drove by Bethel Lighting and said, store going out of business. And Pat, what are your plans after all this is done?
Well, after everything's finished, I'm still going to be doing consulting, and I'm going to be doing repairs from home. Right now, I think I have 60 to 80 hours worth of repair lined up, and I've been handing out a lot of cards, and I believe there'll be a lot of people who want me to go ahead and redo their old lighting, fix it up, and make sure it's done properly.
Boy, lighting is one of those things. When you walk into a home, there's timeless lighting, and then there's, oh wow, you haven't redecorated since the 70s.
Yes, there is.
So
I like that Pat is just very like, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Yes, on, yes, Pat. There is.
You don't have to name names. You don't have to name names, but you've gone into a home and thought, well, this is a time capsule right here.
Yes, I have, and it's like the shoemaker looks at the shoes.
Sure.
I'm in lighting, and I cannot go into any building without looking at the lighting, thinking, well, that could be changed a little bit or a lot.
Sure.
So if someone was looking to redo their home, is there a better time to come in? I mean, right now you're doing up to 30% off in the store?
We're doing up to 30% off, and right now, with the number of people who have come through, and I'll tell you, the customer base is absolutely terrific. I've had some new customers, but a lot of people I've known over the years come in, and it's like, what? You're leaving? And yes, we are.
So there really hasn't been, there was you, and there was Larry Patton for a long time over there in the Great Northern Century building. That was, it was our local places to go to for lighting, and Bethel Lighting, you've weathered the storm. And now it's not necessarily that you're leaving simply because there's not business. You're leaving because you were bought out, and it's a great opportunity for you to move into the next chapter of repairs.
Repairs and consultation, because when somebody is going to redo their home, I can go ahead and draw up blueprints. I can discuss it with them. I just won't be providing the fixtures for them.
Pat Bethel, Bethel Lighting, going out of business sale. You're going through June, right? You're closing the doors in June?
We're closing the doors in June.
June 30th, is that the last day?
That's when we're supposed to be out of the building.
Okay.
And I need several weeks to take care of what's left in the building. And you have to figure we've been in that location for 75 years. And sometimes people don't throw things out.
I think she was being very diplomatic.
Uh-huh.
What she was saying there. Pat Bethel, Bethel Lighting. More with her coming up. Castle on the Hill?
Castle on the Hill. I had to look up the lyrics for that one.
Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
Good morning. Welcome back. It's K105.3. Pat Bethel with us live in studio. Bethel Lighting, a store that has been a part of downtown Jackson for so long. In the current location, Pat, how long have you been there?
75 years.
And you started working there when you were 13 years old.
I did. I was child slave labor.
Was there a wage involved?
60 cents an hour.
Well, that's pretty damn good. Look at that. For family.
Yeah. Usually it would be like free.
My boy shows up with me to work, and I always refer to him as my unpaid intern.
Yeah.
Well, I pay him in food and gallons of milk that kid goes through on a weekly basis. It's ridiculous.
And a roof over his head.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
See, if you're part of this family, you're put to work.
But you have been working, you've been a part of Bethel Lighting since you were 13 years old, and now here after, 97 years? Or 92 years.
92 years. And 2 days. And now.
Wow.
It was Saturday with 92 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And then coming up by the end of June, you've got to have everything out. And by everything out, because of the new development that's coming in that neighborhood in downtown Jackson, Bethel Lighting was, you just received an offer 3 weeks ago.
Yes, I did.
Purchase the building, and then the signs went up to 30% off. Everything in stock. Basically, you've got to clear everything out of that building, and that includes even the display cases.
Yes, it does.
And everything that's on display there. So is there something in particular that really sticks out in your mind? I mean, having worked there for 13 years, there's got to be something that you've either A, stubbed a toe on, or maybe hit your head on that you're not going to be sad to see it leave. No?
No.
All right.
Okay.
All right, then.
Fair enough.
But for those that have been into Bethel Lighting and you've seen the displays that are in there in the window, you can go in and you can grab that, whether it's a piece of nostalgia you're looking for, or you generally want to go in and have your entire home transformed via the lighting, you can do that at Bethel Lighting.
Absolutely. We have all sorts of beautiful chandeliers. We still have lampshades left, a lot of table lamps, a few floor lamps, all sorts of parts.
Oh, yeah. I want a chandelier. Do you think we could do a chandelier in this studio? Think it could be done?
Anything's possible.
All right.
Okay.
You come in,
I'm thinking
take a look.
I'll Phantom of the Opera chandelier here. I want something that people are afraid to stand under.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you have something like that?
We have a really nice wrought iron that has some crystal on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And lovely little acanthus leaves that if it fell down, it might spear you.
I like it.
I do too.
We can put it right over Jenny.
Right over Scott.
All right. Coming up for you next, we play a game. I need two contestants right now. 7684 hits, 768-34 is followed by an 8. We'll play over under, give you a chance to win 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart and 4 6-inch subs to Subway next. Here we go. Let's give somebody a chance to win. Pat Bethel live in studio. Bethel Lighting. Closing after 92 years. They got to get everything out of there. I'd say by mid-June so that the new place can come in. And
I'd say that's fair.
So mid-June, 30% savings right now. Stop into Bethel Lighting in downtown Jackson. Let's go to our phone lines. Welcome our contestants this morning for Over Under. It's Nicole. Nicole, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well, Nicole. Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm in Johnson right now.
Where are you?
I'm in Jackson.
You're in Jackson.
My mom to work.
All right, no swearing.
Okay.
All right, then. So, Nicole, what we're going to do is we're going to ask Pat Buffel three questions. All the answers are numbers, and what you need to do is determine whether or not the actual answer is over or under her answers. Here we go. Let's go right on over to Pat. Here we go. Your first question, Pat. How many inventions did Thomas Edison patent in his lifetime?
1,273.
Lock it in. According to a 1990 survey, what percentage of the American population was estimated to visit McDonald's at least once a year?
87%.
We lock it in. And finally, in what year did the Bay of Pigs invasion take place? Pat knows this. I can see her.
1952.
We lock it in. All right, Nicole. Pat sounds very convincing. She knows the answers to these, doesn't she?
Yeah, it sounds like that.
All right. Here was question number one. He invented the light bulb. Pat Buffel has been making a living on that ever since she was 13 years old at Buffel Lighting. Closing after 92 years. Get in there and save today. How many inventions did Thomas Edison patent in his lifetime?
Pat said 1,273.
Is the actual answer over or under 1,273?
I'm going to say over.
No, I'm sorry. It's actually under.
No.
1,093. Nicole, you've got to get the rest of these right.
Okay.
In order to win. I don't know how you're going to do it. According to a 1990 survey, what percentage of the American population was estimated to visit McDonald's at least once a year?
Pat said 87%.
Is the actual answer over or under 87%?
I'll say over.
Yes, it is. 96% of people.
Whoa.
According to a 90s survey, went to a McDonald's at least once a year. And here we go. Last question. Got to get it right. In what year did the Bay of Pigs invasion take place?
Pat said 1952.
Is the actual answer over or under 1952?
Under.
Over or under 1952? Which one is it?
Wait, can you repeat that again?
It's the actual answer over or under 1952.
Over.
Yes, yes, there over. It is.
Congratulations, Nicole.
Nicole, you have won. Congratulations to you. As the Bay of Pigs invasion happened in 1961. Congratulations, though. You've won 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart plus 4 6-inch subs to Subway. Congratulations.
Wow, thank you.
Nicole, what station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
My advice if you're starting a relationship, you know, especially if you're going to live together, husband, wife, or partner, whatever it's going to be, get a king-size bed.
Okay. Oh, agreed. Absolutely.
Step one.
Yes.
Step one.
Get yes.
a king-size bed.
I can cuddle when I want, and you can go over there when I want. Whoops.
Gentlemen, listen to that. Oh. Man, that just...
You know, I mean,
sums
you just
it all
need
up
your space.
Right there.
You need your space.
You need your space, and you need to live by this edict. The old saying, happy wife, happy life.
Agree.
Obviously, if your significant other of either gender isn't upset... Neither of you, neither will be your living situation. Has been. So if no one's upset, your living situation is going to be pretty darn good.
Of course. But is that real life?
Well, Tilburg University in the Netherlands, they did a psychological science, their department did, and that happy wife thing can actually lead to a longer life.
Really?
Scientists at the university say that keeping happy the one that you're with is actually more advantageous to one's own longevity than keeping yourself smiling.
It makes sense, though, when you think about it.
They pored over data of 4,400 couples over the age of 50, and for context, 99% were heterosexual, and the couples were either A, married, or B, living together. And the data showed, according to Olga Stavari of the Tilburg University of the Netherlands, the data shows that spousal life satisfaction was associated with morality regardless of individuals, socioeconomic and demographic characteristics, or their physical health and status.
That's good.
Thank you very much for that. I'm just happy it didn't go into a southern accent. She went on to explain that those who are unhappier generally live unhealthier lives.
That makes sense.
So if your partner is depressed and they want to spend their entire weekend, as I did this weekend, I'm not saying I'm depressed, I just wanted to spend my weekend doing this, eating chips in front of the TV. Only time I really left the house was when I wanted to get more chips.
But if you were happy.
Oh, I was doing the happy food dance. Exactly. I was just bouncing. We left the house to go grab breakfast. Then we went to see Endgame. And then I was like, I need chips.
Uh-huh.
That's when I left the house to go get chips.
But you were happy, which exactly. makes your spouse happy.
But conversely, if your partner loves hitting the gym or would rather, you know, binge on broccoli than Netflix, then chances are that you're apt to follow along.
Okay.
To the benefit of your own health.
Sure, so, sure.
Happy wife,
like
happy
that
life.
Study. I like that study.
Thank you to the Netherlands.
Oh, thank you so much.
For giving us that. Thank you, Olga Severna. Duh.
Of course, her name's Olga.
It had to have been. Oh, Olga. That makes me want to have an orange smoothie.
Oh, it makes me want to have like a hero? Gyro?
Gyro?
Gyro? Gyro.
I don't know. How is it that you say it that'll make you the happiest? Zucker, K105.3. Here we go. Let's give you a chance to win four 6-inch subs to Subway. Gonna play the right answer each and every morning. I ask Jenny a question. She gives her answer, which of course is
the right answer.
This morning, I asked Jenny to name something that is waved. Name something that is waved. 7684 hits, 7683 fours, followed by an 8. Get inside the mind of Jenny Lewis. Sometimes it can be a wonderful place. Sometimes it can be just plain frightening. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, K105.3. Who is this?
This is Katie.
All right, Katie. This morning I asked Jenny to name something that is waved. What is her answer?
A flag.
Yes, it was a flag right off the bat.
Wow, Katie, it's like you're inside my brain.
For me, it was mostly like overdraft fees. Can you wave that?
Oh, true story, my friend. Yeah. Whoopsie.
Sorry, I had no idea. Yes, I did, but... Is there any chance you could waive that? Because, that would be great.
Went
a lot faster than I thought it was. But, Katie, congratulations to you for 6-inch Subways. 6-inch subs? To Subway.
Subs. There it is.
Are yours. What are you going to get on those subs from Subway?
Turkey and jalapenos and pepper jack cheese.
Whoa, she likes things spicy.
Yeah, you going to put any bacon on that?
Yeah.
Crispy or floppy?
Crispy.
Yeah, she is.
Come on.
Yeah, Katie.
Hey, I'd like some bacon. Could you do me a favor and just cook all the flavor out of that, please?
Oh, no. It cooks the flavor in.
Could you make it so that if a strong wind were to go by or even a light breeze, it would just automatically turn that bacon into bacon bits, please?
Delicious. Delicious.
Katie, what station just made you a winner despite your disdain for tasty bacon?
K105.3.
Woohoo! See, I'm struggling right now, Jenny. I'm struggling because there was something that I was going to do to close the show out, but then you said Luke Bryan doesn't sound like Kermit the Frog.
I still don't think he does.
Okay, all right.
I don't think he does. No, I'm a huge Luke Bryan fan.
Thank God he made me this way, honey. I'm fishing and loving every day.
Okay, was that Kermit or was that Luke Bryan?
That was Luke Bryan.
Okay.
Thank God he made me this way, hunting, fishing, loving every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening.
All right, so there's Kermit.
Early in the morning, late in the evening.
Now, I actually have some tracks of Luke Bryan minus the auto-tune.
Oh, you do?
Yes, here
okay.
it is, right?
Getting red dirt rich and Flint River paid. Fun fishing, loving every day. And I'm going to eat some flies, too, because I'm a frog.
Oh, wait a minute. That was Kermit. That was Kermit. But, man, spot on. That's Kermit the Frog doing his Luke Bryan impersonation, I think. Tell me they don't sound alike now.
All right, fine. They sound similar.
You ever seen them both in the same place?
No, I guess I guess I haven't.
No, you haven't.
I feel like you just besmirched his name.
Oh, and Luke Bryan were here right now, I'd kiss his butt.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Luke, love your songs. The one about the girl in the t-shirt and the tailgate with the beer in the field where you did something.
And the hat on.
There, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a great song. Really like you and Fozzie, though. Your timing together is...
Oh, no.
Just spot on. Frankly, you're here, and I can't even see Jim Henson's hand. That's amazing.
Talent.
Jenny, that's going to do it for me.
Yeah, you got to get out of here.
Stay out of trouble, and if you can't do that,
don't get caught.